WNUC 96.7, Detroit's Community Radio.
You're listening to Michigan Radio, but today we're going to take a few minutes to talk to you about a different radio station, one that focuses on Detroit and its various neighborhoods, and that hopes to be a space for residents to talk about what matters to them. Michigan Radio's Bryce Huffman reports.
Joan Ross is a reverend and community organizer who works in Detroit's North End neighborhood. It's a part of the city that's adjacent to a residential and retail boom. Like a lot of people who've worked or lived in the city for a while, she's thinking about what those changes mean. Ross says a lot of the investment happening seems to benefit new residents rather than the people who've been here for decades. She wanted to create a space for those longtime Detroiters to have conversations about their changing city, and she thought a community radio station would be a good way to do it.
We always envisioned the station to be a unifying place that groups all across the city have this radio station.
And Ross says she wanted the station to serve more people than just those living in the North End neighborhood.
We want this to be all the communities in Detroit. That's why we chose the call letters that we did. Our call letters are WNUC, which stands for North End Uniting Communities.
She got a little seed money from a foundation, but the rest came from neighbors and just everyday people.
So all the rest of the money was earned by grassroots efforts, spaghetti dinners, chicken dinners, just block clubs coming together and helping us with this.
WNUC's mission is to shed light on topics in Detroit that often get ignored by mainstream news outlets. Things like the positive work happening in every Detroit neighborhood. One of the shows Ross hosts is called My Block, My Hood, My City. Here she is talking with community activist Ron Turner.
The city has taken on a drastic change from the time Mayor Young left office to where it's standing right now. And, you know, I don't see where the community, the real community is really involved in what's going on in the city of Detroit.
So you say it feels like two cities, huh?
Yeah, that's absolutely.
Absolutely the tale of two cities.
Ross says the goal of the show is to get as many voices on air as possible.
Not necessarily yours may be the best opinion voiced, or you might have the right angle voice, but your voice counts too. We want to hear you.
There's also a local news hour, a Spanish news broadcast, and a Motown music show. And on Sunday nights, kids can tune in for bedtime stories.
The story of Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Once upon a time, there was a little girl named Goldilocks.
WNUC is a low-power FM station. That means it's non-commercial and mostly educational, according to the FCC. Its signal reaches about 300,000 people in Detroit, covering from downtown to the North End neighborhood and even stretching as far west as southwest Detroit. Nicole Simmons is a fan of the station. She calls it her go-to place to find out about community projects.
I didn't even know there were so many neighborhood groups doing things in the city until I heard about it on here.
Simmons stumbled across the station while driving home from work. Now she's more invested in knowing about the city's neighborhoods.
We need more of these stations. I mean, it's cool to hear about what's happening downtown and all, but there's more to Detroit than that little area.
WNUC launched in May. If you want to hear about different things going on in the city, you can stream it online at WNUC.org. For Stateside, I'm Bryce Huffman.